beginnt gar ein Daff, mit 60 wird dieser Daff jetzt Chess, beginnt mit Alf, beginnt das Mathe, beginnt das Gemara, Heuge Hashem. He got punished because he enunciated God's name. Pirsha Kohen, Rashi explained, Shadoshe b'membeis oisis, that he expounded the 42-letter name, v'oisa b'mashu chafetz, and he did what he wanted with it. But since there's Reva Oil Mepharshim, most of the world explains, Shoyi Kaire, that he read b'feirish, explicitly, oisis shoshim hamiyuchad, God's designated ineffable four-letter name, but oisis, with its letters, which shalshar ha-tabas of the other words, v'zein lasis, and that one that's not supposed to do yud kei vav kei. K'dam b'psachim, like the Gemara says, p'sachim se perkel ha-ebend av nun menav. Look, shani nicht bani nikra. Not the way I'm written should I be read. Ani nicht bani yud kei. Although God's name, the full letter name is written yud kei vav kei, but b'nikra ba'alav dal. You're supposed to recite it with alav dal nun yud, and he read it as it's written, and that was the punishment. Now, b'nil reir sim serisha shein lahaskir. That one should not mention of Oisis Yud K, even just half of the name Yud K, Kamishragin Oilam, like that's the custom in the world. Shere Yud K Hu Shem HaMiyuchad, that's also a designated name. Boiner LaHarab Rabbanan Kigam Ein LaHasker Alav Dalv MeAdnei. One should not mention from Adnos Alav Dalv Nun Yud half of that. Though Alav Dalv MeAlav Dalv Nun Yud is Yud K MeHashem is the equivalent. How it's written or how it's pronounced is also half as problematic. Which is from Hashem, from the name that's in the Chakim, that shouldn't be erased. Now, Shin Dalad Mi Shakai and Tzadi Vez Mi Tzvokis, that Nim Chakim, that could be erased, and that's not a problem. Chen, I guess that's also the text in Shvut of Lam Hamed Bez, Beferish Rabbein Lechdanel, Mashma, that's the Girsa in Shvut of Lam Hamed Bez. Rabbein Lechdanel has that the Girsa in the Gemara over there. And so Mashmit sounds like Sha'alav Dalad Me'adnus Hu Shem Kamo Yud Kei Me'Hashem, in contrast to the other ones. Now, Miu, however, Ne'el Re'e appears to the real Ahat to Bemit. That's not a problem with Alav Dalad. The given the Lay Nimtza Bekosav, we don't find anywhere written the Alav Dalad as a name. The Mashu Nimtza, what is found, is only is Kosav Besvarim, what's written in the text. So this that we do find is that it's just written in the text that Yeshlem, you could say Shasifim Kesvukin, it's just that the scribes wrote it like that. Blaine Skabin Haskat Hashem, they didn't have a mind to mention the name. In other words, Alav Dalad is not an own name, and therefore that would not have the same stringency as Yud K. Also, look at Tesis Sukkot of Haman of Damask Yud. Next says, Matab Zigim Zigmar Islam and Obit. He did it only to teach. Pesher Kondrash explains to me, however, so why did he get punished? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medakta B'chul, God is precise with the righteous like a hair's breadth. So it says, "Benir it seems shlohay kos besifrei, because it wasn't written in this text. Elamai taima anish. So what's the reason why he was punished? Hoyge befahes yahaya. He enunciated out in the open, in public. Lakachot zuklasa tamacha. Therefore, he had to give another reasoning. So why was he punished? So Rashi had to explain another reason because there's a little bit of a disgrace. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is precise with the righteous also on this. Next test, Mata begins the Gemara, Mata Rai, they asked him, what do you see? Why? Shainir b'neim, it appeared in their eyes, Shayle Lirishim Dabit, that he should be seeing something, Tema b'wonder, or Malachim, or angels, or Dabach, or something else, because this is a pretty ominous time. Or you know, another person, you could say, they heard the sound of the letters flying. They didn't know what it was, so that's to ask them, what do you see? Because this sounds like something's going on. Like the next test master begins to say, shouldn't injure himself, so he didn't want to open his mouth. So Amir bin Tam, he says, but when people are afraid, that the idol worshippers will force him to sin, for example, let's say they're afflicting him, they won't be able to last through it. Then that's actually a mitzvah to injure himself. Like we have the Gemara, like by the children that were taken to be taken for shameful things, that they threw themselves into the ocean. Then one is allowed to injure themselves. It says at the beginning of the Gemara, "B'chishalmi my abed." Now, when the money is used up, what should I do then? Now, Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, "Shoyu noisin la shulton mas," because he had to pay the government a tax min hazoinos from the prostitutes lamispegu galoisim, according to the number of women that he had. Therefore, he was asking, "Kishalmi," when that money gets used up, "Mas, what could I do? Ki ichet in masa oil lamisparim. How am I going to pay the taxes that is supposed to be for your sister-in-law, and she's not going to be around anymore to get income from her?" Chinyas Lafar, says Taisi, you could also explain Bresh Perik in the beginning of Perik and the Beis and Beis. We said that the Romans have Shvakim, the marketplace, Lahishabem Zainis, to place Zainis. So they have a little mas mehem and to take the tax from them because it was a tax on them. Rashi explains this different mask of Taisi that the words Rishamim Ayabid, Shkoshoshi Lilulab, that whenever they're going to place a suspicion on him, Shayishachim Mamadzeh, that then they should bribe them with this money. Not because of a tax, but because simply to use as a bribe.